Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Boy, holy, holy.
That's right, just sing out your own word. Just sing out your own word.
Praise God, praise God. Our God is holy. Our God is holy, hallelujah. Our God is good, hallelujah. Praise God for his mercy, hallelujah. His mercy endures forever, hallelujah. We're talking about the mark of the beast, hallelujah. The mark of the beast, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. This is the topic today, and we're in 2 Thessalonians, hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, hallelujah, we're going to start reading on verse 1, hallelujah. And I want you to pay attention, hallelujah, what it says here on verse 1. This is very important, hallelujah, because it talks about, hallelujah, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the rapture, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him, hallelujah, with his gathering together to him, hallelujah, that's what it says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, that we will meet the Lord in the cloud, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And it talks about here that we will be gathering together to him. It talks about that clearly, to him, the Holy Spirit will take us to the Lord, hallelujah, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure, hallelujah, or be disturbed either by spirit, hallelujah, or by message or letter, as if it was from us. To the effect that day of the Lord has come, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let no one tell you that the rapture has already happened, hallelujah. Let no one in any way continue saying deceive you. Hallelujah. Why? Because the enemy, hallelujah, is deceiving people. Hallelujah. The enemy is in these last days is deceiving people. Hallelujah. And we God's people has to be very, very careful. Hallelujah. Not to be deceived. It's very important. Hallelujah. That we keep our eyes open. Hallelujah. That we will not be deceived for what the enemy is doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it keeps on saying, for it will not come unless the apostasy, the lie, the deceit, come first. Hallelujah. Talking about the 7-year tribulations. No. Because it's also talking about the second coming. It's talking about the deceit that is coming in among this last time now. The man of lawlessness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's revealed the son of destruction who opposed and exalted himself above every so-called God or object worship so that he take his seat in the temple of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before the second coming, hallelujah, before the second coming, the Lord, the Antichrist must come. The apostasy must come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But before the second coming of the Lord, we will meet the Lord. Hallelujah. We will guard it together with the Lord in the cloud, the Bible says very clearly, which is the rapture of the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the deceive of the evil one has already started. It's very clear on verse 7. For the mystery of the lowliness is already at work. Only he who restrains will do so until he is taken out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We, hallelujah, will be taken out before the Antichrist will manifest on earth. We will be taken out before the Antichrist will manifest. Hallelujah. We will not stay for the tribulation. We're not in the tribulation like many people are saying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 8, it says, then the lowliness one will be revealed whom the Lord will slay with the bread out of his mouth. At the end of the 7-year tribulation, hallelujah, the end of the 7-year tribulation, the Lord will slay the enemy. Hallelujah. The Lord will throw him, hallelujah, will incarcerate him for a thousand years, he will be put in prison. Hallelujah. On the end when the Lord comes, the Lord will take care of the devil. Hallelujah. He will stop the devil, hallelujah, from doing what he's going to be doing for 7 years, hallelujah. But before he's incarcerated, hallelujah, he's going to deceive many people. This is the key of all this. Hallelujah. And in verse 7, if you the mystery of the lowliness is already at work, this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. That the mystery, the secrecy, is another word, of the lowliness of the Antichrist, of the man of sin, is called by the Bible, is already at work. He is already doing what he's planning to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you read verse 6 there, it says very clear, and you know that the restrain him so that in his time he will be revealed. Hallelujah. It's called, if you listen there careful in verse 6, his time he will be revealed. His time is 7 years. That's his time. Hallelujah. 7 years of his time. The Lord has given the church 2,000 years, okay? 2,000 years, over 2,000 years, and it's called the Antichrist his time, so his 7 years, all right? He, hallelujah, is going to do all his evil in 7 years, because on the end of the 7 years, the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord, Jesus Christ, is going to stop him, hallelujah. Now, if you go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 31, hallelujah, you read there that Jacob was running, hallelujah, from Laban. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. All right, in the 7 years, it's in the life of Jacob in the book of Genesis. The Bible says very clear that Jacob, hallelujah, ran from his house, hallelujah, from the promised land, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, ended up in Laban's house, hallelujah. And the Lord made all this happen. The Lord prophesied this to his mother that these things was going to happen to Jacob. Praise the Lord, so it was planned of God. just to know ahead of everything that we go, God knows what we're going to go through, brothers and sisters. It's no surprise to God, hallelujah. He knows exactly what we're going to go through, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And so we cannot be surprised of what's happening in our life. You cannot be surprised, hallelujah, because God knows what's going to happen to us. So in all this, we need to trust the Lord. That's all we need to do. Trust the Lord, hallelujah, that He's in control. He is the one allowing these things to happen to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That He will protect us. He will protect us going through all this hardship and hard time and difficult time. Hallelujah. That He will not leave us alone. So Jacob was going through all this tough time. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, hallelujah, he went and told Laban he was going to work for Laban for 7 years. I'm going to tell you, in this story, Laban is the devil. Laban is the devil, hallelujah. Leah, his first wife, is the world, hallelujah. And Rachel is the church, hallelujah, that is contaminated with the things of the world, that is very confused, that is going through a very hard time, hallelujah. And Jacob in this story is the chosen one. It's the person called by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he, hallelujah, it is in the 7 year tough time where the devil is deceiving him. He's in his 7 year tribulation. He agreed with Laban, with the devil. Hallelujah. Practically, we can call it the devil because he is the devil. That he was going to work 7 years for him. That's a 7 year tribulation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God knows everything. Now, hallelujah, God wanted to show in this story what's going to be happening in the tribulation, okay? Now, the first 7 years, when he thought he was marrying Rachel, all right, Satan deceived him again, Laban, deceived him, and made him marry Leah, his older daughter, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. So Jacob thought he was marrying Rachel, hallelujah, but see, it's like in the tribulations, people think they're gonna do whatever they're gonna do. They're gonna make the life of the Antichrist a living hell. But the devil has a lot of experience in his evilness and his wickedness. Let me tell you, you cannot play with the enemy. Hallelujah! Only the Lord can take care of him for us. We cannot go into a game with him. Hallelujah! Or we might get ourselves in trouble. So we need to understand this. This is very serious. This is very important that we understand, hallelujah, that we cannot play with the enemy. The only thing we can do is go in serious protection with the Lord. Hallelujah. Dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what the Psalm 91 says. Hallelujah. That we need to dwell under His shadow, under His protection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Psalm 34:7, He will send His angel around you to protect you. As long as you are in that protection, hallelujah, you will be protected by God from the enemy. Hallelujah. Well, don't think I've seen people. They haven't received the Lord as the personal Savior. They're not saved, and they're taking on Satan, they say. It's not that easy. It's not that easy, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We need to understand that we need to be under the protection of the Almighty. Only the Almighty can protect us from the evilness and deceitfulness of the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jacob, hallelujah, was deceived by Laban and married Leah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he agreed. Now that he was deceived, he noticed he was so mad at Laban. He was so, like, people are going to be so mad at the devil for all the deceitment that are going on now. But you know what? Hallelujah. Now he has to wait another 7 years to marry Rachel. Hallelujah. So he worked another, so he agreed with Laban to work another 7 years. So he worked another 7 years for Rachel. So he ended up working 14 years, hallelujah. So he was in the world, which was Leah, hallelujah, with the bride who was in the world, hallelujah, who was contaminated, who had all these idols in her life, hallelujah, who was serving God, but it was also not repenting sincerely. This is very important that we repent sincerely before God, hallelujah. And God will take control of your life, that God will see that the sincere repenting in your heart. not from your lips, hallelujah, but from your heart, hallelujah. So after he worked 14 years, 7 for Leah, 7 for Rachel, hallelujah. So, praise the Lord, hallelujah. He ended up working 6 more years, hallelujah, for Laban, for the devil, hallelujah. Which the number 6 is right there clear in the Bible, hallelujah. 6 more years, hallelujah, where he works 1, 2, 3, 4 times, 6, 6, 6. There's your 6, 6, 6 from God. There's your 6, 6 in the Bible. 3 times work for Laban. There's right there. 6 years, which it means the devil taking control of him. Now, what happened during those 6 last year he worked for Laban? What did the enemy do? Let me tell you what the enemy did. Hallelujah. To Jacob. Hallelujah. After they agree on what sheep he was going to, hallelujah, have, hallelujah, Laban went and sent his son to change the sheep and deceived Jacob. In another word, he worked for the currency, for the money, hallelujah, the dollar. We can call it a dollar now, hallelujah. But Laban went, the devil went and changed the currency, hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, changed the currency, so, hallelujah, Jacob was losing. So God has to intervene. Hallelujah. You can see that the angel of the Lord appeared to Jacob. Hallelujah. And told him how to win over Jacob. Only the Lord can deliver you from the wickedness of Satan. Hallelujah. Because Jacob made an agreement with Laban. Hallelujah. But Laban was the devil. And the devil started deceiving Jacob. Hallelujah. Did you understand what the enemy done now? So the currency during those 7 years, it's going to be changed. Hallelujah. The devil is going to change the currency. Hallelujah. So this is what we need to understand. He will change the monetary system during those 7 years. The dollar is the buying power in the market. All the countries are buying oil with the dollar. It's being used all over the planet right now, you can say. Hallelujah. So, but the devil is going to change the currency. Hallelujah. There's going to be a new currency during the 7 year tribulations. So this is what the people need to remember. Hallelujah. That the currency is going to be changed. Now, when the Lord came to Jacob at the end to deliver him, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. He came to deliver him. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But, hallelujah, Jacob, hallelujah, had to be delivered by God. He could not do it by himself. Hallelujah. He cannot do it by himself. God has to intervene. Hallelujah. He has to intervene because he knew that Jacob cannot do it by himself. So the angel of God went and told Jacob to get out of there. That's Genesis 31, if you read in Genesis 31. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So if you see it there clearly, you can go and read it, hallelujah. And you can see clearly, hallelujah, what I'm talking about there, hallelujah. Genesis 31, hallelujah. It's very clear, hallelujah, when the Lord has to intervene to get him out of there, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Now, in the book of Revelation, all right, we're talking about the mark of the beast, hallelujah. The mark of the beast, hallelujah. Now, it's talking about the evil one, Revelation 13, 17. And he provides that no one will be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, you will find the mark of the beast 6 times in the book of Revelations. It's not a coincidence that it's there 6 times. It's not there 7 times. It's not there 5 times. It's there 6 times. All right, indicating the enemy, hallelujah. 7 is the number of perfection of God, and 6 is the number of the beast, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation 14:9, hallelujah. Another angel, a third one, followed them and saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, hallelujah. There you go, hallelujah. This mark will be on your forehead or on your hand. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And it's already, the government, hallelujah, I have seen reports from scientists, hallelujah, that they say that these chips that they make, hallelujah, it can only go right on the hand or on the forehead. Those are the only places that they find out that you know, this shit can be put on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I also been informed today that in China, a few days ago, they're starting to implement a ship, hallelujah, a similar ship, like the Mark of the Beast ship, hallelujah. I do not know if it's the same ship, but with, you know, the Bible says very clear, the mystery, hallelujah, the devil's already in action there. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And the population, the people are starting to use this thing now to buy or sell, very clear, in India. Hallelujah. So people of God, the news are going out there. This is all on the move now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Revelation 14:11, and the smoke of the torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night. Those who worship the beast in his image and whosoever received the mark of his name. Hallelujah. Right? The mark of the beast is tied up with the name of the beast. Hallelujah. With the Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's tied up. It's one thing the Bible says in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So this is going on right now. This is going on right now. If you, what I just read now, it says very clear that the torment will go on forever. Hallelujah. This is not to be playing with, people of God. Once you get this mic, the friends that are listening to me, okay, once you get this mic at the beast, hallelujah, at the Antichrist, hallelujah, God will not forgive you. You can repent day and night for 7 years, and God will not forgive you for this. Hallelujah. This is why when the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to John, the Apostle John, to give him these revelations, hallelujah, hallelujah, he made it very clear it was for his people, right? It is very clear that it's for the last day, and we are in the last day. The trumpet is ready to sound. It is going to sound any day now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need, hallelujah, to watch out. We need to be on constant repenting. We need to be on constant seeking the Lord. Reading his word and fasting. It's very important, hallelujah, that we maintain a life of repenting before this trumpet sound, because the trumpet is going to sound so quick, so fast, hallelujah, that once it sound, once you hear the trumpet, you're out of here in a blink of an eye, the Bible says, hallelujah. It will be the last thing you hear on this earth, once that trumpet sound. So this is why it's so important, people, that we are ready. It's not that we're going to be ready. It's that we need to be ready now. Now is the time for us to be ready. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. That we are seeking the Lord, that we are repenting, hallelujah. This is no time for confusion. If you are confused, stop watching television. Start going on Facebook talking to demons. Hallelujah. Start talking to people who don't know what they're talking about. Excuse me, what they're talking about. It's very important that we understand, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that we need to seek the Lord. We need to be close to the Lord, hallelujah, in these last days. There's no time for us, hallelujah, to be doing other things than seeking God. If you're working, before you go to work, pray. After you come from work, pray. Take some time even working, because I did it. The Lord called me to fast when I was working, and I did it. And the Lord blessed me for that, hallelujah. It's very important. There is no time to say to the Lord, I cannot fast. You need to fast at least, hallelujah, one day a week. This was told to me from the Lord. I asked the Lord, Lord, why would I tell your people how many days they need to fast? And the Lord said, well, at least one day a week. It's very important, people of God, that we do this, hallelujah, that we stay in communion with the Lord. Now, Revelation, hallelujah, Revelation 16:2. So the first angel went and poured out his bowl on earth, and it came a loudsome And I'm going to lay them sore on the people who have the mark of the beast and who worship the image. Hallelujah. Once you get the mark of the beast, you're going to end up worshiping the image. All right? The mark and the image is tied up. Hallelujah. That's why the mark goes with the name of the Antichrist, with the name of the beast. All three things are one. 666. Hallelujah. Understand this. Hallelujah. It says very clear. Revelation 16:2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the people who have the mark of the beast, Revelation 16:2, and who worship the image, they receive, hallelujah, the wrath of God came upon their life. Why? Hallelujah. Because they already have the mark of the beast, and they were already worshiping the image. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Revelation 19:20. Hallelujah. Now, it says that the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the sign in his presence by which he deceived those who have deceived the mark of the beast and those who worship his image. These two were thrown alive. They were thrown alive into a lake of fire which burned with brimstone. People of God, listen to this. This is very important. The Antichrist and the false prophet will not escape the hand of God. But so are those who get the mark of the beast on their hands and the forehead, will not escape. They will not escape being thrown, hallelujah, in the lake of fire. Hallelujah. They will not escape. It's impossible. Once they get the mark of the beast, they're going into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. And I tell you this, because the Lord took me into the middle of the tribulations, hallelujah, and I saw this young woman. She must have been 19. She had a couple of kids with her, all right? It was a son and her daughter, and she was eating from the garbage dumpster. And I seen that, and it was so horrible for me seeing this scene that the Lord, you know, was showing me, hallelujah, that I was like, wow. And she was all dirty. Her kid was all dirty. Her clothes was all dirty. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And I see her like taking leftovers out of the garbage, and she was eating and giving it to her kid, hallelujah. It was such a horrible thing, hallelujah, what I was seeing, hallelujah. But I seen a sister who came all dressed up, all nice and everything, hallelujah. And she was telling this other sister. She said, "Sister, what are you doing? Why are you putting yourself through all this mess? Why are you putting yourself through all this suffering? Hallelujah. Why don't you just go get the mark on your hand, hallelujah, and they will give you a card with money where you can go to the market and buy food for you and your kids. Why are you putting yourself through this?" And I heard clearly when the sister said back to her, "Listen, the Bible said it very clear, hallelujah, that if we get this mark, hallelujah, we will end up being thrown in hell," she was saying, hallelujah. We're gonna die. We're gonna die with the enemy, hallelujah. And she said, "Oh, sister, do not put yourself through that, sister. Don't do this to yourself and your kids, sister. Listen, you go get this mark, hallelujah. Let them put it on your hand, hallelujah. And then after you get it and you buy your food and all your stuff, you repent later to God. God will forgive you, sister. God will forgive you. Forget about it, sister. Go get it. Don't put yourself through it. Look, you guys are going hungry, hallelujah. You're putting yourself through this torment. They're persecuting you to kill you. You have to be running and hiding, sister. Don't do this to yourself. Don't do this to your children. Look how they look. They look hungry." Praise the Lord. And I was watching, and I was like, oh, my goodness. How can someone think that, like, she said, "Look, I got it myself. I'm going to repent. I know God is going to forgive me." Don't the Bible say God is a good God of love? People of God, as I was watching this and hearing this, I was astonished by what this sister was saying. Like, how can it be, hallelujah, that people think they're going to get the mark of the beast, hallelujah, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Nothing is going to happen to them. You see how the enemy is deceiving people? Hallelujah. You see how the enemy, hallelujah, make things to sound or look easy for people, and people are just going to just go ahead and get the mark because it's so easy to just get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it, you know, Praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's not that easy. I just read, hallelujah, the verses that it talks about the mind. Now, Revelation 24, then I saw thrones, hallelujah, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them, hallelujah, and I saw the soul of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus, and because they were, hallelujah, because of the word of God, hallelujah, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on the forehead, hallelujah, or on their hand, and they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This is what's going to happen. I've been telling people this, and a lot of people, well, it's not in the Bible. Well, it's not in the Bible, brother. After the people are beheaded for Christ, this, I'm talking about the people that are going to stay in the tribulation. They're going to have to die for the Lord, hallelujah. Let me tell you what's going on right now, hallelujah. Let me tell you what's going on currently, hallelujah. The governments, hallelujah, are setting up all these FEMA camps, hallelujah. It's not only in the United States, it's happening all around the world right now. They're setting all these FEMA camps, hallelujah, where they, hallelujah, where they are going to throw Christian in there, hallelujah. They're going to arrest Christian, hallelujah, for preaching the gospel, hallelujah, and they're going to throw them in this camp. Now, they've been buying all these guillotine, hallelujah, machines to cut people's heads. Hallelujah. They're going to cut people's heads with this guillotine, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And they've been buying this guillotine from China, Japan, Italy, and other countries, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. So this is very important, people of God. Very important, hallelujah. There. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We stay close with the Lord. We will not let the enemy deceive us with what's going on now. Everything looks very quiet. It looks like nothing is happening. Hallelujah. They already have a blue and red list. Hallelujah. If you put it on Google, on YouTube, the blue and red list. Hallelujah. You'll find out that they have two lists. They have more than two lists. Hallelujah. But the red list means is the radical Christians who preaches the gospel out there, who are trying to win souls for the kingdom of God, hallelujah. These are the people that are going to be thrown in this FEMA camp first, hallelujah. They're going to be arrested, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, for preaching the gospel. This is why it's very important, people, God, that we stay close with the Lord. That we understand, hallelujah, the time that we're in. We're in difficult time. We're in terrible time, hallelujah. And the devil, hallelujah, through his antichrist, is looking to kill Christians. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Just sing on your own words.
Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, God is good. God is good, God forever, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Well, it says very clear, hallelujah, hallelujah, that they will come to life and reign with Christ for 1,000 years, hallelujah. People of God, hallelujah, we're all going to reign with Christ for 1,000 years. That is called the millennium, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I will preach another day the message about the millennium, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But it's very important, hallelujah, that we understand, hallelujah, that this our government, hallelujah, hallelujah, are planning all these things right now. And the enemy, hallelujah, who is controlling the governments around the world, hallelujah, are doing this, hallelujah. They are doing this, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, they think they're seeing in the best interest of the people, hallelujah, hallelujah. They are buying all these coffins, hallelujah. And people, I've been speaking with brothers that they already have all these coffins that the government has ordered, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Close, these coffins, there's videos online about all these coffins that the government have bought, hallelujah. And all these coffins they're buying it, but when they set the people on these guillotines, hallelujah, they're going to cut their head, hallelujah. They're going to cut their head, hallelujah, and they're going to bury them real quick, hallelujah. They're going to get them out of the way, hallelujah. They think that by doing this, they're going to bring peace into the world, hallelujah. But they do not know and do not understand that all this is going to bring the biggest judgment of God that the earth has ever seen. The biggest judgment of God. And the devil, like I read before, is doing all this in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. The mystery of the lowliness is already at work. He's doing this in secrecy. Hallelujah. God does everything in the light. Jesus said to his disciple, everything I have spoken, hallelujah, he said to the Pharisee, I'm sorry, everything that I have spoken clearly, hallelujah, among the people. And in another word, everybody heard clearly what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying. Hallelujah. He was speaking in front of everybody. He was not hiding, hallelujah. Now, we read in Daniel 2:47, hallelujah, so you know that God reveals the mystery, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The king answered, hallelujah, to Daniel and said, surely your God is a God of God and a Lord of King, a revealer of mystery, since you have been able to reveal this mystery, hallelujah. God reveals the mystery, hallelujah. Whatever the devil was doing in the secrecy, in the secret, hallelujah, God is going to reveal it to his people. Because Daniel was a chosen one from God, hallelujah. He was a chosen, hallelujah, from God, and God revealed it to him. We have another sample in the book of Genesis, hallelujah, in the life of Joseph and Pharaoh, hallelujah. When Pharaoh has those dreams, hallelujah, that his people could not interpret these dreams, and God used Joseph, hallelujah, to interpret Pharaoh's dreams, hallelujah, hallelujah. But they cannot do it. God has to reveal it, hallelujah, to his people. Joseph was one of his chosen people, as we are God's chosen people. In these last days, he's revealing to us what the enemy is doing in secrecy, hallelujah. The other night, the Lord also took me out of my body, hallelujah, and took me into these what these governments are doing, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And the Lord showed me these machine look like where they set the people, hallelujah, share. It looks like a big share, real special made share, hallelujah. And they set the people, and they put these things on their head, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And for what reason do they do this, hallelujah? The Lord will show me that they can change the people's thoughts, hallelujah. They can put new thoughts into their mind, hallelujah. So these people will think it's their own thinking. Hallelujah, and they don't know that these machines are putting it in them. So when they release the person out into the community, they were practically controlling that person's mind. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. So people of God, this is what's going on now. This is what's going on now, hallelujah. And this is why we need to keep our eyes open, hallelujah. We really need to understand what's going on. We need to understand what the devil is doing, hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, God is going to bring him to light. All his secrecy, everything that he's doing hidden, that, you know, that people don't know what he's doing, God is going to bring it out. Hallelujah. Now, I got a brother, Colby. My brother, Colby, is on the line. My brother's going to be having his program, hallelujah, every Monday at 8 o'clock. He's going to bring in Bible study, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And you know, I told him to call today so I can introduce him to God's people, hallelujah. And the people of God will get to know his brother, hallelujah. Very humble man of God, hallelujah. Brother Kobe, you there, brother?
I'm here, brother.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Lord's show, brother. To the Lord's hour. I'm sorry, the Lord's hours, hallelujah. And praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm telling the people you're going to be on the radio, hallelujah,
yeah.
On Mondays, hallelujah, from 8 o'clock,
yeah.
Hallelujah. You're going to bring to the people Bible studies, hallelujah, that are going to be tremendous blessing to the people, hallelujah. Praise
yeah.
the Lord, hallelujah.
Hey, buddy, I look forward to it. So I'll be ready to go next Monday, so I look forward to it.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Amen. Well, we're going to be waiting for that, brother. Hallelujah. I seen videos that you have put on YouTube. Hallelujah. And I listened to one of them, and it was a tremendous blessing, brother. You're really
mm-hmm.
focusing everything on the Lord, huh?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what God wants us to be focused on Jesus, brother, huh?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is our
listen, buddy.
Our brother
I just
here.
Wanted to touch base with you. I just wanted to call in and say hi. I'll be ready to go. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Amen, brother. Everything is fine, brother. We're live on the radio right now. Hallelujah. And people, hallelujah, can hear you, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brother Coffee will be on praise the Lord. Hallelujah. On Monday at 8 o'clock, he's bringing his own Bible study. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. So thank you to the brother, hallelujah, and brother Kobe, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, for having him on the radio, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I was saying earlier, praise the Lord, hallelujah. This mark of the beast is not a joke. A lot of people are taking this as a joke, hallelujah. And it's, we got to take this very serious, hallelujah. We cannot take this lightly, hallelujah. It's very important that the we understand, hallelujah, what time we're in. We're soon to be going home, hallelujah. And people need to, hallelujah, understand the time, hallelujah, and the hour that we're in. This is the Lord's hour. This is the last hour that we're in, hallelujah. So we've got to be very careful now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 says, then the loneliness one will reveal whom, hallelujah, whom the Lord will slay with the bread of his mouth and bring to an end, hallelujah, by the appearance of his coming, hallelujah. That is, the one who is coming is in accord with the activity, hallelujah. He knows what the enemy is doing, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. He knows what the enemy, hallelujah, is doing, hallelujah. And the Lord is going to come, and he's going to put an end to this. He's going to put an end to what the enemy is doing, hallelujah. So we can trust that our Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, will not allow this to continue. He will not allow this to continue. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. He will not allow the enemy, hallelujah, to go beyond those 7 years. Hallelujah, for many will be deceived during these 7 years. This is very important to know. This is very important to remember, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that in these 7 years, millions will be deceived. It talks about it in the book of Revelation. It talks about this in 2 Thessalonians. It talks about it in the book of Daniel, hallelujah, that these people will be deceived, hallelujah. They will be deceived, and we need to take this very serious, hallelujah. We need to understand, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, is going to hallelujah, protect his people, us, now, and what we're going through, hallelujah. It's very important, hallelujah, that we trust the Lord, hallelujah. That no matter what's going on out there, God is protecting us, hallelujah. God's hand is really with us in all this, hallelujah. And he's not going to leave his people alone, hallelujah. He's not going to abandon his people, hallelujah. In the hard time, hallelujah. He's not going to, hallelujah. God is merciful, hallelujah. God is merciful, hallelujah. He will protect his people, hallelujah. He will protect his people, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. Now, 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4, hallelujah, 13. Hallelujah. If you go to me, go with me to 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah, 4, chapter 4, verse 13. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep and dead, hallelujah, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. So we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, pay attention to that word there, that's 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them and in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Powerful word there. See, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, hallelujah, is coming for his people. He's not sending an angel. He's coming himself. The rapture will be an event where we're going to meet the Lord in the cloud. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We will not proceed to the ones that are dead. Hallelujah. But then after that, all these things about the men of lowliness have to happen. Hallelujah. They have to come to pass. Hallelujah. You cannot avoid it. Hallelujah. It's very clear. Hallelujah. When you read Matthew 24, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. That these things must happen. Matthew 24, verse 29 says, immediately after the distress of those days, talking about in the tribulation already, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the star will fall from the sky, and the heavenly body will be shaken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all going to happen before, hallelujah, before the coming of the Lord, before the second coming. These people are going to be in the tribulation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They're going to be going through this hard time, hallelujah. This is what the Lord wants his people to avoid. This is what he doesn't want his people to be going through, hallelujah. Because it's going to be such a terrible time, like the Lord says, like never it have been before, hallelujah. So it's important, hallelujah, that we be in communion with God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, that we maintain our relationship with God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, because the time it's so hard. It's so hard. It's very important that we stay close with the Lord now. Not wait until later, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because when God spoke to Daniel, in Daniel, hallelujah, chapter 12, hallelujah, hallelujah, it says very clear, in verse 9, he replied, go your way, Daniel, because the word I roll up and seal until the time of the end. Many will be purified. Listen to this. This is the time now where God is purifying his people. Read it. Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. Hallelujah. He replied, go your way, Daniel, because the word I roll up and seal until the end time, until the time of the end, I'm sorry. Many will be purified. May spotless. Hallelujah. And refined, hallelujah. They will be clean out now through repenting. This is what happened now. God can clean you through repenting. God can clean you through fasting. God can change you now, hallelujah, because he don't want you to go into these 7 years, hallelujah, because if you go into these 7 years, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you may fall into getting the mark of the beast. You may be deceived into getting the mark of the beast. So this is the time to warn people. This is our time to tell people, you got to seek the Lord now. If we wait, it might be too late. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It continues saying, the wicked will continue to be wicked. Hallelujah. None of the wicked will understand. Pay attention to that word. Hallelujah. Many people who are questioning the people of God in this last day, it's in the Bible, read it, Daniel chapter, hallelujah, chapter 12, verse 9. All right, I want to make this clear because sometimes when I say this in the video, people will email, brother, I don't understand what you're talking about. Where do you get that in the Bible? Well, now I'm quoting you the Bible, so you can go through the Bible with me, hallelujah, and you understand what time we're in. What time is it? Hallelujah. This is the Lord, hallelujah, last hour, hallelujah. This is the Lord's hour, hallelujah. His last hour, hallelujah, where he's going to take his people out, hallelujah. But they must be pure. His wife, hallelujah, his bride, excuse me, has to be pure. Daniel, hallelujah, says very clear. The angel says to Daniel here very clear. But the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand. Will understand what is it that the wicked, what is it that the people who are not seeking God, what is it that the people who don't understand the Bible, what is it that the people who are not praying, what is it that the people who are not reading the Bible don't understand? What is it? What is it said here clear? Hallelujah. None of the wicked, you know, we know that the wicked are the people who are not seeking God. Hallelujah. Who when you tell them to seek God now, that the trumpet is about to sound, they will make fun of you. They will make fun of you, brothers and sisters. They don't want to hear it. They think they're right, and that's it. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They don't want to hear. They don't want to hear. They tell you, oh, this is all nonsense, that the trumpet is going to sound soon. Hallelujah. It says, none of the wicked will understand, but it says then, as a comma, but those who are wise will understand. Okay? This is very good because we are in those times. Hallelujah. We are in this last time. Hallelujah. When the Lord here spoke to Daniel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The wise, hallelujah, wisdom, hallelujah. What is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs says? The fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 What is the fear of the Lord? When you fear God, hallelujah. And let me tell you what is the fear of the Lord. It's not it. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is not fearing the devil, but it's fearing God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you fear God in these last days, hallelujah, you want to get out of here. You want to leave. You just don't want to be here no more. You just don't want to be here. Why? Because you are fearing God. The fear of God is in your heart. Like I talk to brothers and sisters that write to me almost every day. Brother, I just want to get out of here, brother. What's going on? What are we still doing here, brother? Why? Because they fear God. This is what happens when you fear God. You want to be with God. All right, you want him more than anything else. Hallelujah. And that, those are the time we're in now. But those who are wise, those that fear God, will understand. Those are the people that God wants to bring his message clear to them. Get ready. Be ready. Hallelujah. Because the trumpet will sound. I know I have said to the people in the video, hallelujah, that these messages God is having me bring are mostly to the people that are staying behind. It's true. It's very true. That's what the Lord is saying, hallelujah. These messages are to the people that are staying behind because there will be multitude of millions of people who are going to stay behind, who will not listen that this rapture is about to happen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. They just, hallelujah, wants to live in the world. They just wants to be doing whatever the world is doing. This is why these people are not receiving the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But be wise, people. Be wise. Praise the Lord.
Bye.
We're going to have a better show tomorrow. Hallelujah. We're going to have a brother Alberto, hallelujah, from Nicaragua. He's going to be bringing the message in Spanish on Tuesday. Hallelujah. He's going to be live on Tuesday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So a week is going to be very busy with different messages from different brothers. Hallelujah. We're going to bring the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the weekend, I'm going to be bringing the revelations on the weekend. Hallelujah. And the weekend, mostly tomorrow, I'm going to bring the testimony about heaven. I'm going to share with the people what the Lord has shown me about heaven. It's so much that it's going to take me many shows to really tell the people how much the Lord has shown me about heaven. Hallelujah. It's going to be a great blessing to the people. And I know this is why the Lord wanted me to come on the radio. Hallelujah. So the people of God will be blessed. Not everything that the Lord has shown me, I have been able to put it on the videos. Hallelujah. It's not everything. Hallelujah. So you're going to hear new things. Hallelujah. Of what the Lord showed me about heaven. Hallelujah. That it's going to be a tremendous blessing for your life. Hallelujah. Because heaven is where we want to be. Hallelujah. That's where we want to be. Heaven. Because heaven is such a great, great place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Verse 42, the Lord says, therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time or night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have left his house to be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Hallelujah. That's the Lord is about to come. And it's a day and an hour where we are not expecting him. Okay? We're not expecting the Lord to come this soon. All right? But he will come. Verse 45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant? Remember what we read in Daniel 12:9? Wisdom, wise, being wise. It's wise for the people of God, for us, to listen to his word and pay attention. Hallelujah. Because we are at that time. Whom the master hath put in charge of the servant and his household to give them their food at the proper time. All right? It will be good for the servant. Hallelujah. The master find doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, Jesus said, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. Hallelujah. But suppose the servant is wicked and say to himself, again, remember what we read in Daniel 12:9 and on about the wicked? The wicked, hallelujah, will not listen. Hallelujah. The people that are sinning and who are enjoying the world very much right now, they don't want to hear you. They don't want to hear what you have to say about the Bible. I have sisters and brothers writing to me saying, brother, you know, I'm talking to people out there, even people in my church. They don't want to hear it. They're too busy enjoying the movie theater. They're too busy enjoying the games on TV. They're too busy watching this, watching that. Hallelujah. They don't want to hear what God, they don't want to hear about the coming of the Lord. They don't want to hear about the rapture. There are people saying the rapture is not going to happen. Why? They're enjoying the world too much. Hallelujah. They don't want to hear. But suppose the servant is wicked and say to himself, see, it comes from inside you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus says. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 7, hallelujah, that is not what goes into you that is that, but it's actually what comes out of your heart. Read Mark chapter 7 so you see, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What contaminates you is what comes out of your heart. The wicked and the evil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 My master staying away too long, the wicked say. And then he began to beat his fellow servant and to eat and drink with the drunkard. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the club and the bars. Hallelujah. And the master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him. Jesus is coming on a day where we don't expect him. All right, in an hour he is not aware of, hallelujah, he will cut him to pieces, praise the Lord, Listen to this. Listen to this. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with a hypocrite, where there will be the whipping and snatching of teeth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's hell. That's hell. That's the lake of fire right there. Hallelujah. That's the lake of fire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. The mystery, the wicked one, is mystery. It's an axiom. He's doing hidden things. He's hiding what he's doing. He's deceiving. Say 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no one in any way deceive you. Hallelujah. Why does it say no one? Because many will come, like Jesus said in Matthew 24, in my name, and tell you that they are the Christ. Tell you that they are right. Telling you that they're teaching you the truth. Hallelujah. But they will not teach you the word. This is why it's so important to stand on the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because many people talks. Hallelujah. And even people can use the word of God. Hallelujah. To deceive you. Hallelujah. People can use the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To deceive you. That's very dangerous. Very dangerous when people do that. When they take the word of God to deceive you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They can use the word of God so deceitful. Hallelujah. It's hard for people to notice that they're being deceived. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll be back in this break. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is so good. God is so good. We have a wonderful God, hallelujah, who loves us, hallelujah, and who wants to deliver us from all this evil that is coming, hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the mark of the beast, hallelujah, this ship that they're going to be putting on people's hand or head, hallelujah, which means the name of the beast, hallelujah. Many, hallelujah, many will be deceived, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hear what God, the Father, hallelujah. This is very important to pay attention to this word. Revelation chapter 18, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Apostle John says, and I heard another voice from heaven said, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sin, so that you will not receive, hallelujah, of any of her plagues, hallelujah. For her sins are piled up to heaven, hallelujah, and God has remembered her crimes, hallelujah. Give back to her as she had given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Pour her a double portion from her own cup. Hallelujah. Give her as much torment and grief. Hallelujah. As the glory. Hallelujah. And luxury she has gave herself. Hallelujah. In her heart she boasts. Hallelujah. And she sat enthroned as a queen Hallelujah. I am not, praise the Lord, Jesus, I am not a widow, she says. I will never be mourned. Therefore, in one day, her plague will be taken her. Hallelujah. Death, hallelujah. Mourning and famine. She will be consumed by fire. For mighty is the Lord God who judges her. God will judge, hallelujah. God will judge, hallelujah, this wicked, evil system that are coming against his people, hallelujah. This is the great Babylon is a system. It's a system established now by the devil, hallelujah, where he steals from God's people his money, where he takes, hallelujah, God's people in taxes, hallelujah, and uses them to kill baby, unborn baby, hallelujah. Hallelujah, abortion. They have killed 54 million babies in America, hallelujah, through abortion. This is the Babylon system, hallelujah, who is killing these babies. And sadly to say, our own president, hallelujah, is giving, hallelujah, this money, hallelujah, to Planned Parenthood, hallelujah, to use this money, hallelujah, to kill these unborn babies, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But God is seeing all this. And God is going to judge this system. If you have put your faith in this system of the Antichrist, this deceivable system, hallelujah, where in 2 Thessalonians, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, chapter 2, verse 7, it says that this mystery of lowliness is already at work. The Antichrist is already using this system, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's using your money, your own tax money, hallelujah, that they take out of your check every week, hallelujah, praise the Lord, to pay for these abortions, hallelujah. 54 to 55 million babies in Roe versus Wade, hallelujah, and the 70, hallelujah, I believe 73, hallelujah, was approved by the Supreme Court, hallelujah. Roe versus Wade, hallelujah. They have been killing these babies through these abortion clinics, through Planned Parenthood, hallelujah, hallelujah. These 54, 55 million babies have been killed. Boys and girls, hallelujah, praise, they are alive, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and they cry when they are being killed, hallelujah, it's painful to them, hallelujah, but the pain that God is going to bring to these people, hallelujah, it's beyond their understanding. They're going to wish they were never born, they're going to wish they were never born on this earth, hallelujah, with the judgment that God is bringing on these people. 50 to 55 million babies, hallelujah, has been killed in America and Roe versus Wade, hallelujah. This system of Babylon, hallelujah, God is going to bring it down. This is around the world. Other countries, hallelujah, have fallen into this system. It's very sad, hallelujah, that this is happening, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But the blood of these baby cry, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, like the blood of Abel, hallelujah, cry before God, hallelujah. This blood is crying around the world before God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, like the blood of Abel, hallelujah, who Cain killed. And the Bible says very clear that Cain was of the devil, hallelujah. These people are doing this of the devil. They are of the devil. These doctors that are killing these babies and the nurses, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, they are the devil. No doctor, no nurse can be telling you, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that they had to take that job because there was no other job available. No, hallelujah, this is a great nation. This is a great country. Hallelujah, God has blessed very much, hallelujah. Hallelujah, if you cannot find a job in the system, hallelujah, you can pray to God and God will supply you a job. There will be opening for nurse and doctor positions. It's always opening, hallelujah, especially in America, hallelujah. Some doctors cannot use that as an excuse. They're doing it because they're evil. They want to be under the evil one, hallelujah, because it's wrong. It's wrong. And the Ten Commandments, it said very clear, thou shalt not kill. The Lord told Peter when he signed the ear of that, hallelujah, that soldier, he said, who those that kill by sword will die by sword, hallelujah. So we cannot kill people of God, hallelujah. We cannot agree, hallelujah. We got to be pro-life, hallelujah, not pro-abortion, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Those life, hallelujah, someone has to stand for those 54 million babies that have been killed, and many more millions around the world, hallelujah, like in India. They throw these babies in the garbage, hallelujah. This is the system of Babylon. like in China, hallelujah. Praise God, they're killing the little babies growing, abortion, hallelujah, because they just want boys, hallelujah, to be born. These doctors are doing all this, hallelujah. This is sad. This is really sad, hallelujah, what's happening, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But we got to trust God in all this. We got to trust God. We got to trust that God is in control, hallelujah. And that God, hallelujah, will continue to fight for this baby, hallelujah. God will continue, hallelujah, hallelujah, to stand for this baby, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No one, hallelujah, they cannot stand on their own, hallelujah. They cannot stand on their own. But God will stand for them, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will fight for them, hallelujah. Because our merciful God, hallelujah, can see the blood being shed on earth, hallelujah, in this hospital, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But if these mothers and if these doctors will repent, hallelujah, God will forgive them, hallelujah. Our God will forgive them, hallelujah. Our God will have mercy on them, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Because our merciful God, hallelujah, loves people. He gave his son to die on the cross. His son died on the cross, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. He gave his life for these doctors and these nurses, hallelujah. All they have to do is repent, hallelujah. But the crime they're committing, the crime under the system of Babylon, hallelujah, must bring the wrath of God. God must punish these people, hallelujah, if they don't repent. If they repent, they'll have a chance. They'll have a chance from God, hallelujah. But if they don't repent, hallelujah, it's sadly to say, they will be thrown in the lake of fire, hallelujah. We know that these professionals will be the first people getting the mark of the beast, hallelujah. They will be the first people getting the mark of the beast, hallelujah. It's sadly to say, hallelujah. It's very sad to say. They will be the first people getting the mark, hallelujah. Why? Because they think it's a great thing, hallelujah. Hallelujah, but it's not a great thing. No, it's not what they think it is, hallelujah. They think it's a great thing. God doesn't think it's a great thing, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. God is so merciful. He's giving them an opportunity now through Jesus Christ for them to repent. He's given it. That opportunity is still open. The trumpet has still not sounded yet. Hallelujah. The opportunity is there. All they got to do is take this opportunity. That's all they got to do. Take the opportunity, hallelujah, that God has given them now to repent. But they have to repent. They have no excuse. It's very important that they repent. Very, very important. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They got to get on their knees and repent to the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus died for them. He shed his blood for them. But he also shed his blood for these babies. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Their blood is crying before God. That's what's going on right now. It's crying before God. Hallelujah. Like the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, hallelujah. So God is going to defend those babies. God is going to find this baby. God is going to hold people responsible for what they've done to these babies. It's very important that we know this. That God is going to hold these people responsible. Hallelujah. They will not get away. They think they're going to get away. Not with God. God is a sovereign judge who will judge the sin of men. This is why it's very important that we repent. Hallelujah. It's very important that we repent because there will be a judgment. There will be a white throne judgment that we're all going to have to face, that we're all going to be in front of God. And Jesus Christ is the judge who's going to judge everybody. Hallelujah. We better be ready to be judged. We better be ready to be judged because we will be judged. Hallelujah. 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 We will be judged by the Lord. Hallelujah. It's very important that we understand this. Hallelujah. In these last hours. Hallelujah. So we better repent. And repent and sin. There are many people that have a repent and sin. Hallelujah. If you, sister, are listening to me, had an abortion, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have not repented for this. You maybe did it when you were not a Christian. Hallelujah. But now you're a Christian. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to repent. You need to be, hallelujah, in constant repentance before God. This is a great sin before God, hallelujah. And many other sins, like I was explaining to the people, hallelujah, the sin of fornication, hallelujah, the sin of adultery are sins that are very dangerous because the Holy Spirit can depart from your life because of these sins. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Like I told the people about the 10 virgins, hallelujah. Five of them were foolish, hallelujah. Five of them were foolish, hallelujah. Five of them were wise. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. The foolish, hallelujah, took for granted the Holy Spirit. They took them for granted. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We cannot take for granted the Holy Spirit of God. It is very important that we understand this, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit of God has been put in our life. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. He's been put in our life to help us, to lead us to God, to help us to keep a holy life before God. We must listen to the Holy Spirit. We cannot take the Holy Spirit of God for granted. Hallelujah. This is a very serious sin before God, especially in these last days, that the Holy Spirit is giving people dreams. He's speaking to people through dreams. Hallelujah. And a lot of people are taking the Holy Spirit for granted. Hallelujah. They don't understand that the Holy Spirit is the one that is bringing them to meet the Lord in the cloud. He is the one, hallelujah, who will present the bride to the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. So it's very important, hallelujah, that we, hallelujah, don't take the Holy Spirit for granted, that we listen to the Holy Spirit, especially in these last days, hallelujah, because the Holy Spirit is the one helping us to be cleansed before God, helping us keep a cleansing life before God, hallelujah. It's very important, hallelujah. Very important that we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we don't take him for granted, hallelujah, because he was put in our life to help us. He was put in our life by God to lead us, hallelujah. And he's doing his job, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is doing his job. It's up to us to listen to the Holy Spirit. It's up to us, hallelujah, that when he speaks to us, hallelujah, we pay attention to his voice. Hallelujah. It's very important that we do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Very, very important, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. That we don't take the Holy Spirit of God for granted, especially in these last days, because the Holy Spirit is revealing to us what the mystery of the Antichrist is doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That he is. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So like I was saying before, it's very important, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, that we understand, hallelujah, the parable of the 10 virgins, hallelujah. What time will end? Because it says very clear that five of them were foolish. Hallelujah. In another word, they took for granted what the Lord was doing in their life, what the Holy Spirit was doing in their life. They took for granted the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And we're going to bring this message tomorrow about the 10 virgins, hallelujah. I'm going to explain to you with more details, hallelujah, how important it is not to take the Holy Spirit for granted, because he's helping us in the last day, hallelujah. I want to take these last 7 minutes, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and I want to go on prayer, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and we want to give this last 10 minutes in prayer, 7 minutes, I'm sorry, to the Lord in prayer, hallelujah. And we ask that the Lord will take control of this program, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you that you will take control of this program throughout this week, Lord Jesus, and that these messages will come clearly through the radio, Lord Jesus, and will be a blessing to your people, oh Lord, hallelujah, that you, Lord, hallelujah, will glorify yourself, Lord. You will give us more revelations of your word. Your people will be able to receive, Lord, your word, Lord, without interruption, Lord Jesus, without any more problem, Lord Jesus, without any more technical difficulty, Lord, that you, Lord Jesus, will glorify yourself, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For your people, Lord, hallelujah, who needs your word, Father, who are going through difficult times, Lord Jesus, now, hallelujah, and they need to hear from you, your word, your strength, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we need the guidance of your Holy Spirit in these last days, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need you to help us, Lord, in these last days. Lord, you know that time is difficult for us, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we know your coming is close. Hallelujah. But we're trusting you, Lord. We're trusting you, Lord. We're trusting you, Lord, in these last days, Lord. Hallelujah. We're keeping watch, Lord, for your coming. We're staying awake, Lord Jesus. We're not being foolish, hallelujah, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, help your people not to be foolish, Lord. Help your people to be server, Lord, to be watchful, for Lord, for your coming, Lord. Hallelujah. To stay in prayer, Lord Jesus. To seek you, Lord, hallelujah, in this last day, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. That we will not be deceived with what this man of lawlessness, Lord, this Antichrist, the man of wickedness, Lord, this doing behind the scenes, that is doing his mystery, his secrecies, Lord. You will reveal it to us, to your people, God. Now more people on YouTube will put more videos of what's happening in these female camps, these people that are getting arrested, Lord. Hallelujah. We will have more revelations on these things on the last day, Lord. Your people will know what's going on, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That before we go, Lord, we will not be deceived, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, please, we want to see your hand move, Lord. We want to see your mighty hand move on behalf of your people, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, in your name we ask this, Lord Jesus. In your holy name, Jesus, please, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus, that your hand will move through this radio, hallelujah, program, Lord Jesus. And more people will be touched and ministered to. More people will be encouraged, Lord, to seek you, Lord. Hallelujah, to seek your presence, Lord Jesus. More people will stop watching television, Lord Jesus. Will start contaminating their soul, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, they need to be spotless, Lord. They need to be purified, Lord. Like I read in Daniel 12:9, Lord Jesus. That this is the time, this last time, that we need to be purified, Lord, by your water, your word. Your word, Lord Jesus, purifies us. You told your disciple, Lord Jesus, that your word would purify your disciple, Lord Jesus. That the church will understand the importance of your word, Lord. And that your word purifies us, Lord. And no matter what we're going through, your word is the light that help us see, Lord. In these last days, that we need to stay in the word, Lord. Hallelujah. That we need to share the word with your people. Hallelujah. That we need to understand what you're saying. Keep watch and pray. Hallelujah. In Luke 21:39, Lord Jesus. This time is dangerous, Lord Jesus. Matthew 24:42, Lord. I mean, that we will watch. When we see all these things happening, we will watch. We will not take for granted the time that will end. Lord, we will not take for granted your Holy Spirit, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, please help your people understand that the dream they're getting is from the Lord through his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In those dreams, you're speaking to them through those dreams. You're giving them messages, Lord. Give them the wisdom and understanding for them to understand these messages that you're giving them, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They will be able to understand the message. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. That they will be able to understand the message, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus, in your holy name, Jesus, I ask. Amen, Lord. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I'll see you next week. Bless.
That's right, just sing out your own word. Just sing out your own word.
And I'm happy that the Lord is confirming to his people, hallelujah, what is about to happen, the rapture of the church, hallelujah. And also the tribulation is very soon, right after the rapture, hallelujah, to happen. And the Lord is showing people dreams and revelations, hallelujah, of what is about to unfold, hallelujah. And I'm so happy the Lord is confirming it to his people, to his holy prophet, to those that are seeking him, hallelujah, in this last hour, hallelujah. Those that are believing him in his word, hallelujah, who are standing firm in faith, hallelujah. And that's the calling that God has made to us, his people, hallelujah, his chosen people, his elect, like it says in Matthew 24, hallelujah. Praise God. This past Saturday, hallelujah, we were talking about, hallelujah, faith and prayer, hallelujah. But the Lord today have wanted me to talk about the tribulation again, because he showed me last night more that had to do with the tribulation that is very soon to happen, and he wants me to, hallelujah, alert the people, hallelujah, who are not seeking him now, who are not preparing to go up in the rapture, hallelujah, that they should be repenting right now, that they should be seeking him right now, praise God, wanting to go up in the rapture now, because the door is still open, hallelujah, for those, hallelujah, that want to escape, that really wants to get out of here, hallelujah. This is like a free ticket God has given us, hallelujah, with Jesus Christ, for us, hallelujah, to just open our heart and believe the Lord, believe in his cut up in the air, like Paul spoke to the 1 Thessalonians 4:15, words that he heard from the mouth of Jesus. Jesus spoke this word to Paul about the cut up in the air. In 1 Thessalonians 4:15, hallelujah. And I was sharing with the people, hallelujah, that I was going through the letters to the Thessalonians from the Apostle Paul, what the Lord had given to the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians. And one thing I noticed about the Thessalonians, Paul says they were very spiritual. They were constantly seeking the Lord. There were a lot of unity in them, hallelujah. And he also said that they were very wise. They used wisdom, hallelujah, and that they had a great revelation of the Lord, hallelujah. This was the word from the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians, hallelujah. They had great spiritual maturity, hallelujah. And all these things, hallelujah, I was meditating on it because, you know, I was thinking, you know, why did the Lord chose the church of Thessalonians, the brothers and sisters, I might say, hallelujah, of the Thessalonians, because at that time, they did not had a temple where they gone to worship. Most of their service, or all of their service, were in-house service, hallelujah. That this is why many question why the church is referred to church. Hallelujah. The word church is in the Bible because in the old New Testament, the word church was not known. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the word church don't come from the Hebrew. That's the word. The word synagogue, it does. Hallelujah. But not the word church. And the first brothers and sisters that were seeking the Lord in the book of Acts, hallelujah, they were seeking the Lord in their house or on their way to different places because they now had a place to worship, including right to the end of the Romans when they persecuted Peter and they killed Peter, hallelujah. The people of God still did not have a church. And this is why many people question, where did this word church came out of? Hallelujah. And it's a real complication to go into this because this may cause confusion to many. And I have been now wanting to talk about it. I have a lot of information in regard to that. Hallelujah. But it causes a lot of confusion to people. Hallelujah. This can really disturb their belief in God. Hallelujah. Because truly the word church is not a biblical word. Hallelujah. Praise God. And even when it says to the seven churches, hallelujah, that's all in the translation, not in the original writing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it can get confused. So I don't want to go too much in details because then people say to the seven churches, but that was in the translation, not in the original writing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to leave that maybe for another day, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. But I wanted to say is that it was more to the group of people or to the brethren, hallelujah. You find to the gathering of the brethren, hallelujah, Paul writing this to the churches, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, to the gathering of the brethren, of the brothers, hallelujah, or to a certain group of people, hallelujah. They have many terms how they refer to the brothers, hallelujah, praise God. Yes, that was put in the King James 1611, and even before that, they claimed there was other translation, but they added that word church, hallelujah. but not, it was not in the original writing, hallelujah, and praise God. No one knows to this day where the word church came out of, but they came out, I believe, was from the Latin, hallelujah, from the Latin church, Latin word, hallelujah. Latin was a language back then that that was used in Rome, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. So, I mean, if you go back to the history, you're not going to find the word church. That's the reality of it. Hallelujah. And it was just brothers and sisters. And this is why, you know, the system, okay, of the church has come against when there's a group of brothers and sisters in the house seeking the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they come against them because when someone is just seeking the Lord in his house, a group of people or two or three, and Jesus really, that's what Jesus said, well, were there two or three in my name, there I will be. That's biblical, okay? That is biblical. That you can trace it back to Jesus. Hallelujah. So there are things, hallelujah, that we can say that they are 100% biblical, hallelujah, that you can trace it back to the Lord and to the apostle, hallelujah, because this is the way it was, because we know, hallelujah, that coming from the Jewish people, the Israel people, there was only one temple back then, the Herod Temple, which was destroyed later on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that was the only place that people gathered to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. To worship God. But the Lord Jesus Christ prophesied the destruction of the temple, right, starting in Matthew 24. Hallelujah. In the different books of Luke, Mark. Hallelujah. He prophesied this, hallelujah, according to the apostle, which came from the Holy Spirit too, hallelujah, and them, hallelujah. But so we know it's true, it's the word of God, hallelujah. So there are things we can say there back, we can trace it back to the Bible, hallelujah, but there are things we say it now and then that are not in the Bible, not in the original writing. Praise God, hallelujah. And a lot of people hold their faith back to the things that are not biblical. Hallelujah. A lot of people out there, because right now the church system condemns those brothers and sisters that seek the Lord at home. Hallelujah. That do Bible service at home. Hallelujah. They get together to worship. They criticize those people. They really come harsh against them. Hallelujah. And that is not biblical. They are not biblical. The biblical people are the ones seeking the Lord at home, because the original church in the book of Acts were people that seek God at home. Hallelujah. So this is all about loving and respecting. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what it's all about, loving one another. Hallelujah. Now, today, hallelujah, we got a great topic. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to discuss, hallelujah, these demons, hallelujah, that look like human. Hallelujah. And we're going to trace them back to the Bible and see how long they've been among God's people. Hallelujah. Because this is what's been causing the confusion in the church and the people of God. Hallelujah. For many years. Hallelujah. A long time ago. Hallelujah. And we can go back to Genesis. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 6. Hallelujah. We can go back there. Hallelujah. But before we do that, I want you to we want to go to the book of Jude, Jude 1, hallelujah, because this apostle Jude explains it much clearer, and God will speak to us through this servant of God, through this word of this brother, hallelujah. Now it starts in verse, I'm going to read it, Jude 1:3, hallelujah. I'm going to start in verse 1. It's better to start from the beginning. Jude, servant of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and brother of James, hallelujah, to those who have been called, who are loving God, the Father, and care for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Okay. The sin and doom of the ungodly, that's the title of this. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God, Holy people. Now, verse 4. For certain individual, hallelujah, whose condemnation was written about long ago, hallelujah, has secretly slipped among you. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Are you listening to what I'm saying? If you're listening, please give me a one or a yes. I'm going to take my time with this. This is a very deep topic, hallelujah, and I want to make sure I share what God has revealed to me, and I learned to many others, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. So I want to take my time explaining this. So we know there's no confusion in God. And when we speak something from the Lord, and if it's really from the Lord, there should be no confusion about it. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about these demons that look like human who are among us, and many of them are ministers. Many of them are teaching the word of God from the pulpit. Hallelujah. And if it's so, if what I'm saying is true, it's got to be in the Bible. So today is when we're going to start this Bible study about them. And I'm going to show you in the Bible where it says, hallelujah, where it talks about them. Hallelujah. And I'm going to take it very slow. Hallelujah. And if I'm going too fast, please post it on the chat room and say, Brother Elby, please slow down. Because I know I brought a couple of Bible studies last week, and I went back and I heard it, and I think I was going real fast. Hallelujah. And, you know, when I go fast, sometimes the word don't come out of my mouth clear. So then the people don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So I want to take my time tonight. Hallelujah. We got a week long, hallelujah, to explain this. Hallelujah. Many of you have, I know for sure I'm going to have a lot of questions. So on Wednesday, you can email those questions. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. But I want to take this slow. I really want to take it slow. Now, look what Brother Jude said, hallelujah, here. For certain individual, hallelujah. So we know they are like us, right there. They are like us, who condemnation was reading about, hallelujah. So what is Jude saying? They're already condemned, okay? So we got to go into these topics, okay, with the idea, with the knowledge that whom we're going to be talking about today, agent of Satan, demons that look like human, they're already condemned, okay? So if we also know the Bible, like the book of Revelation, we know that Satan and his demons have already been cast out of heaven. Jesus says that the prince of this world is already condemned. So we got to go with the idea when we go study this topic that they're already condemned. They are individual among us condemned. Okay? Praise God, hallelujah. So look, Jude says over here, for certain individual whose condemnation was reading about long ago has secretly slipped in among you. Hallelujah. In another word, they're already in the churches. They're already in the system. They're everywhere. Okay? They're everywhere. All right? And they are real life percentage. Let me give you an idea so you understand. Okay? There are more demons looking like human right now than human themselves. So would that give you an idea? Hallelujah. Did that help you understand a little better how sad and bad the situation is right now, that these demons looking like humans, hallelujah, there are more of them than whatever humans are left. That's what the Lord has revealed to us, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And yes, it has to do with the Antichrist. I'm also going to bring you verses about that, hallelujah. They are. They really, really are, hallelujah. So we're going to learn this through the word of God. We're going to take it easy. Hallelujah. And I learned today, when I share to you what I learned today from the Lord, many of you will be very surprised. You're going to be very surprised. Hallelujah. And it's in the word of God. Hallelujah. It's really in the word of God. Hallelujah. So praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Almighty God. So now I continue saying now, they are ungodly people. Hallelujah. In other words, they have nothing to do with God. Hallelujah. Of course, they have to call them people. But we're going to read later on how they are referred to. They are referred to in different way. Hallelujah. They're already condemned. I'm going to read to you that many times in the Bible. They are already condemned. And even Peter says that they are condemned from before the creation of this world. Imagine that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they're demons. They're demons. They are demons, nothing else. We call them humans, but they are demons. God sees them as demons. And when the Lord started showing me this, but the Lord says to me, they are demons, my son. And I said, Lord, but I see a human. The Lord says, no. No, they're demons. And when he showed me reality in the spirit, they're demons, nothing else. Hallelujah. And I'm like, wow. So in another way, the Lord God is protecting us from seeing the reality. But in the tribulation, hallelujah, they are going to be seen for whom they are. And let me go about it, hallelujah. Let me finish Jude, and then I'm going to go about what the Lord revealed to me last night, which is going to help you a lot more. Thank you, Jesus. There are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God, hallelujah, into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign Lord. So look what they do. They pervert, hallelujah, they perverse the grace, okay? In another word, they want to take the word of God, hallelujah, and teach it perversely, twist it, deceive people. That is the plan of the devil, where these demons looking like human, okay? To deceive people, hallelujah. And this is where many are so confused when they hear a teaching from this preacher and another from another preacher and this and that. And they say, brother, how can they be so confused? Well, we're teaching about this, hallelujah. Stay tuned, because this week, hallelujah, we're going to continue with this, hallelujah. Okay, verse 5. Though you already know all this, listen to this. The disciple, not all of them, okay, but they knew about these demons. They already knew about them, okay? He says to them, you already know about this. Okay? And I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. Praise God, hallelujah. An example, using them as an example, verses, the angel who did not keep their position and authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling. Okay, who are they? Well, there you go. They were angels. Hallelujah. They're fallen angels, demons. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. They're demons. Hallelujah. Fallen angel, according to Jude, hallelujah. And this word will be confirmed by Peter, hallelujah, and by Paul later on, hallelujah. As I go on, they will confirm to you the same word, and they will tell you that they already condemned. Okay, and who are condemned? Those angels that rebel already from the beginning, they're already condemned. Hallelujah. They look like human now. Okay, they want to twist the truth. They want to give you false teaching or false prophecy, but it's because they're already condemned. It doesn't matter to them what they do. But we're being tested by all this. Okay, we're being tested. Praise God. God is allowing this for us to be tested. Hallelujah. And this is what gets people confused. Hallelujah. So in verse 5, he says, you already know all this, and I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe, and the angel who did not keep their position and authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, these specifically, bound with everlasting chains for judgment in the great day. Praise God. So these are kept. These specific demons are kept. Now, in similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding town gave themselves unto sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example to those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. An example to them. In the very same way, on the strength of their dream, these ungodly people, okay, listen to how he refers to now. Okay, after he spoke about the angel, now he's referring to them as people. Okay, so he's not confused. It's very clear. He said to them, you already know about this. So they already had this conversation before among themselves. They already taught this to the disciple, taught this to the people, really, to the brethren. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And their Bible study, they're already, hallelujah, Praise God, hallelujah. And the knowledge of this, hallelujah. To many of us it's new, but to them it's already old. Hallelujah. So in the very same way, understand the dream, these ungodly people pollute their own body, reject authority, heap abuse on celestial being. But even the Archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, he did not himself dare to condemn him, but slander, but said, the Lord rebukes you. Yet these people slander whatever they do not understand, and the very thing they do, they do understand by instinct or irrational animal do well to this will destroy them. Hallelujah. So God will destroy them. There's no way about them getting saved, even though they got a Bible. They're teaching the Bible up there to the see the people, their minister, their pastor. Hallelujah. God will destroy them. Okay? There's no way out for them. There's no repenting. Okay? Because they're a demon in the flesh. Okay? They're already condemned, Peter said. Later on when I read you, Peter, hallelujah. They're already condemned right from the beginning. Okay, because they sin right from the beginning, they're falling right from the beginning, they're already condemned, hallelujah. So when Lord gives you wisdom, we're going to talk about a lot of things, how to identify them. This is going to be one of the talks through the Bible that I'm going to have with you is how to identify this individual. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And we're not going to be going out, hallelujah, to judge people, hallelujah, but praise God, but by the word and by the discernment of the Lord, we will know who they are, and we'll stay away from them. Hallelujah. That's because this is all about. It's for us to learn, hallelujah, to stay away from them. Hallelujah. Because they will use the Bible to deceive you, and they will tell you, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this. Hallelujah. Coming against the word of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now, verse 11, woe to them, says Jude. They have taken the word of Cain. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something about Cain before I go into Cain later on. Cain was of the devil. Cain was a son of the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Cain was one of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I know you're going to have a lot of questions about the hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm going to show you what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. We're going to go by the Bible. Praise God, hallelujah. So there's no confusion, hallelujah. You can go back and read your Bible, and it's all there, hallelujah. So woe to them. They have taken the word of Cain. They have rushed for profit. Hallelujah. Now, this is one thing there. What are they looking for when they do things to profit? That's all they want to profit. They want to teach you the Bible, hallelujah, but they want to get paid. Okay? They want money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Rush for profit into Balaam error. Hallelujah. They have been destroyed in Karash rebellion. Hallelujah. Praise God. These people are blemished at your love feast. Hallelujah. Eating with you without the sleeping comb. Shepherd, hallelujah, who feed only themselves. Hallelujah. So clearly that's what they want. Okay, it's all about what they want, their own interests. When they come to you preaching you the word, it's not, praise God, hallelujah, it's not about helping you to get closer with God. No, it's about them making a lot of money, them getting rich, then there's getting that, okay? Praise God, hallelujah. And I'm going to show you through the Bible that one way you can identify them, and this is one way, but another way is through their pride. They are so prideful when they speak. When they talk to you, they talk to you like they know everything and nobody else know more than they do. Praise God, hallelujah. And that is the biggest pride there is, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. So, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. All right. So they are, look what he says on verse 12. They are cloud without rain. In another word, cloud without rain, hallelujah. They got no Holy Spirit inside them, okay? They have no Holy Spirit inside them. They might look nice. They might look dressed well. They might wear very expensive clothing, okay? Praise God, hallelujah. Because that's also in the Bible. That's also in the Bible what they seek for, their own interests. Hallelujah. Okay? They call themselves great teacher. Great, great. They think that the greatest, the greater teacher. Hallelujah. When we should teach in humility and respect to our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So these are the things, hallelujah, that we can look through the Bible, not judging anybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you can judge human without knowing, if you still don't have the discernment about it, praise God. You just have to trust the Lord and keep on learning, hallelujah. Blowing along the wind, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Like an autumn tree, without fruit and unrooted, twice dead, okay? Listen to this. They're already dead, okay? They're dead when they're teaching you what they're teaching, hallelujah. They're twice dead. And you wonder, how can somebody be twice dead? Well, they're dead spiritually and they're dead in everything else. They have no God in them. Okay? So don't look for these things in them because they don't have it. They don't have the life in them. There's no spirit, nothing. Nothing. God don't dwell with them. Hallelujah. They're already condemned, Peter says. Hallelujah. Praise God. In John, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Twice dead. Virtual, they are wild way of the sea, forming up their shame, wandering star. Look how they call them. Hallelujah. Remember Satan was dropped like a star from heaven. Hallelujah. There you go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wandering star from whom the blanket darkness has been preserved forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the lake of fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're going straight to the lake of fire. God will throw them straight into the lake of fire. And I'm going to do this in the New Testament. I'm going to go into the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Because there's nobody in the Old Testament that talks more about these humans that look like demons than David. Hallelujah. Than King David. Hallelujah. In his Psalms. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go into Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Isaiah. Hallelujah. Ezekiel. Hallelujah. And you're going to see all this stuff there clearly. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm telling you again, I'm going to do this slow. I'm not going to race. Hallelujah. I'm not going to go, hallelujah, too fast so we can understand what we're talking about. Hallelujah. And if I am, please let me know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the blackest darkness has been reserved forever for them. Hallelujah. In another word, they have no chance of repenting. There's no chance for this demon who look like human to repent. There's no chance whatsoever. Because the reason I'm telling you this twice or three times is because I had someone write an email to me. Hallelujah. What is one of them is in the church and is, you know, supposedly seeking God or minister or whatever this and that. But the Bible's telling you they are twice dead. What are you going to get, hallelujah, from one of them? Because someone wrote to me about this, and I, wow. You know, we just need to study the Word of God. It's all there. It's clearly there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. So let me continue. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesy about them. Can you believe that? Enoch has, I believe, the shorter ministry on earth. Hallelujah. Because he was taken by God. He did not die. He was taken up by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he prophesied about them. He says, see, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands and his Holy One to judge everyone and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts that they have committed in their ungodliness. Hallelujah. In order the defiant word ungodly sinner has spoken against him. Hallelujah. So they're called ungodly. Hallelujah. That's one way to identify. And another way, they are not of God. They are not of God. They have not, the Lord has nothing to do with them. In another word, God has nothing to do with these demons looking like human. Hallelujah. They've been around for thousands of years. Let me tell you. Okay? Praise God, hallelujah. They are pretending to be good humans or whatever, okay? A lot of them will pretend to be the nicest person to you, and all he's trying to do is kill you, okay? Praise God, hallelujah. And how he's trying to kill you? In the spirit, by cursing you, Hallelujah. Because curses, there's a lot of curses that can really harm you almost to the point of dying if you don't repent. Hallelujah. So that's what they do. They might be so friends, so you come into your house, you know, and say, oh, let's do this and this and that. But they're not really into that. Let's study the Bible, but they're not really into that. The whole idea is the John 10:10, get that in your spirit. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what Satan came. That's why they come to you. So don't think that your friend, because they're not. They are not your friend. They're just trying to kill, steal, or destroy you, okay? And they might be using way that you don't know because they've been around longer than you have, okay? Remember, they've been around for thousands of years. Hallelujah. So we got to be very careful with them, okay? That's one thing. You're not going to outsmart them, okay? The only way you can sin against them is in truth and obedient to the Lord. And true, staying in the word and the truth of God and the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God, hallelujah, staying in obedience to the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Lord will protect you from them, hallelujah. He will, hallelujah. So the people that mostly they deceive and get into their hands very easy is those people that are not taking God and his word serious. And a lot of time, these demons, they work with people for so long, okay, that the people believe that they are so nice, that their friends isn't that, and all that they're trying to do is get them to believe in not in something else beside God. Okay, so to get people entertained, they entertain people. And one of the testimony I heard from one of the sisters that the Lord took to hell, hallelujah, was that this person that died and went to hell, they knew the word and everything. One of the demons that was in her life tormenting her or confusing her or whatever, when she got there, the demon came out of her and said to her, oh, I've been in your life for so long, and you believe every word I spoke to you. Okay? And when she opened her eyes and saw who it was, she was shocked, but she was already in hell. What escape did this woman have now? Okay, you and I are not in hell yet completely. We're not in hell. Okay, we're not in hell. Okay, we're not. If you're listening to me to the radio, you're not in hell. You're in your house. You're seeking the Lord, many of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you haven't died. That's what I mean by it. You haven't died, so you're not in hell. Okay, many could be in hell spiritually. Okay, the soul and spirit could be in hell now. And could be listening to the radio. Physically, they're listening, but the spirit and soul are in hell. That is another teaching for another day. Biblically, hallelujah. Praise God. And I told the people when I opened this radio that I was going to explain everything I said to the people. They got to give me time. Okay? Slowly, we're going to go into all these Bible study, hallelujah, and explain all these things. They're all biblical. Nothing is that is not created. It's all out of the Bible. Praise God. Yes, a lot of revelation we get to the Lord from the Lord, but we go back to the Bible and we look it up, and boom, there it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. All glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this woman that went to hell opened her eyes, and the demon that was in her life for most of her life, had a deceiver, and because she was believing the devil through the demon, she ended up in hell. Okay, so this happens all the time. There's people going to hell all the time. That's what I want to say, hallelujah. So we got to focus on the Bible again. Let's stay focused on the Bible, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, because the Bible is the light. It's the truth, and it's going to help us understand, hallelujah. Yeah, so verse 14, Enoch, the servant from Adam, prophesy about them, hallelujah. So it's nothing new. They've been speaking since the beginning about them. So see, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands in his Holy One, to judge everyone and to convict all of them in all the ungodly acts that they have committed and their ungodliness and all the defiance. So ungodliness, they have nothing to do with God. Ungodly sinner who has spoken against him. Okay, so they have been coming against God since the beginning. That's another thing. These people are grumbler and fault finder. They follow their own evil desire. They boast about themselves and flatter other for their own advantage, okay? Praise God. Some of these words I cannot even pronounce them right. Hallelujah. But I'm going to try, hallelujah, just to explain what they do here. These people are grumblers, hallelujah, and fault finder, hallelujah. Look what they do, hallelujah. They always tell you there's something wrong with you. Hallelujah. They always tell you, but this is wrong with you. Well, that is wrong with you. And that, you know, they never see that you are making an effort to see God, okay, and that you're making so much effort to see God. They never see that about you, those that are close to you, okay? I'm talking about those that are your neighbor or your friends or even some people in the church, hallelujah. But you're never good enough, okay? That's what I'm saying. You're never good enough to them, okay? And it's so, for the ministry of the devil, by them doing that to you, hallelujah, what they do is you never learn to trust God when they do this to you, okay? And praise God, hallelujah. And you never would think that you can do anything for God. You're not good enough, okay? By them telling you that, hallelujah, you're not going to make any effort to really serve God the way God wants you to serve him, hallelujah. So they want to put you down. That's the word. That's a more... praise God, of our time word, hallelujah, new word. They want to put you down, or they want to talk to you down. When you tell them, man, God is calling me into this ministry, hallelujah, they want to put you down. No, 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 you're not ready for that. I mean, why do you think you're ready for that? And they just start putting you down, and you want to go ahead. You see, they don't do nothing for God, nothing good, okay? And if they do something, it's for, to be seen by people so they can get the credit from people. But they know they have no relationship with God. God has no relationship with them or nothing. Hallelujah. So all they do is like many people say, to put a front, to put a make-believe. Okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. But they're devil. They're devil. Evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So they boast about themselves. Okay? So see, they just want people to hear them. Hallelujah. Flatter for their own advantage. Hallelujah. And when you're doing something wrong, you're sinning, all that. Oh, you're only human. You're only human. You're going to continue doing this. Hallelujah. And God knows you're only human. Okay? Yeah, but I'm sleeping with that woman who's now my wife. But you're only human. They tell you're only human, okay? Although the Bible tells you to flee from fornication, they say, no, you're only human. Stop beating yourself up with that, okay? So these are the things, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Everything they do is contrary to the Word of God, contrary to the Bible, hallelujah. That's what they're all about, hallelujah. So this is where we got to be very careful. Whatever the Bible says, it's absolutely, when God says something, that's the way he wants it. No other way. So the one that wants to bring the opposite to it is the devil. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And I want to be careful because I know I said there are basketball players who are demons who look like human. I have said that and I have named somebody and I really should have not done that. I should have not done that, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Because it just gets people nervous and then they can't sleep, hallelujah. Praise God. And it really got a lot of fear into people, hallelujah. Although, the truth must come out. The truth must come out, hallelujah. And even after I say that later on, the Lord started showing people the truth about this, and they got really a lot of information on who are demon and who not. And you can't believe how many people out there are demon, especially famous people. Famous people. This is what the devil gets people real good. Because he put a human up there and he gives them a lot of money, billions of dollars, and make this demon real famous. And then all these humans, sons and daughters, are following this demon, this famous demon. And all this demon wants to is to get them to not believe in God, to turn them away from God, okay, to attack them in different ways, because that's what they do. These demons attack you in so much way. I mean, this is why when you hang around these demons, you feel all confused. Your life is, you know, a lot of people even suffering from depression. They get depression out of these demons. A lot of things, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And I know I went in a few months ago. My brother Larry and I did this. We went to the Lord and I started asking the Lord, Lord, give us name of these pastors and leaders on TV who are, and we got a lot of names. But, you know, my brother Larry and I talked about, no. Praise God. We asked the Lord if we, he says, no, the Lord wants us to let this be because people got to be tested down here. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't want a name, but they are famous pastor in this and down to you that are real demon, and they are just there, put there by the enemy to deceive people, hallelujah. And they claim to have God, but God has nothing to do with them, nothing, absolutely nothing. Okay, praise God, hallelujah. But things has to be the way it is, hallelujah, praise God. But what we can do is do what Jude and all the other brothers did in the Bible. They inform one another, okay? They let God reveal this to them. Praise God, hallelujah. So all the disciples in the group, according to Jude, they already had this knowledge. And according to Paul, I'm going to read it later to you. I'm just trying not to run too much with this, hallelujah. Because I want to read the word of God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Now, 2 Peter chapter 2, and false teachers and their destruction, hallelujah. Praise God. So they like to be teachers and prophets. That's two things you always, they want to be among the true prophet of God. Why do they want to do that? Why does Satan place them in a strategic ministry? Okay, because it's all about deceiving people. This is, I don't want people to take this as a joke, hallelujah, because they could, hallelujah. And this is not, this is for us to inform one another, to learn the truth of God from his word, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. So, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So, 2 Peter 2 says, false teaching and destruction. But there were also false prophets amongst the people, says Peter, just as there will be false teachers among you. Okay, why did he say there will be? Okay, and why Jesus said in Matthew 24, there will be false teaching, false pastors? Because these demons, they are reserved for destruction to the end, okay? They're going to be destroyed later on. Okay, you're not, a lot of you people who want me to give you names, okay, once the tribulation start, you're going to see the reality, okay? Right now, they are hiding in this human flesh body, okay, looking like human. But once the tribulations start, the Lord took me over 39 to the tribulation, and last night took me out again to right to the beginning of the tribulation, right after the tsunami here and the judgment have happened and the water had come down and some of the people that were still alive, or a lot of the people, because there will be a lot of people alive, life was completely different here. I mean, I live in the state of Massachusetts, and there was hardly any house standing last night when the Lord took me out. So the tsunami and the earthquake had already happened to the northeast. The northeast tsunami had already happened. Praise God, hallelujah. So the tsunami had wiped out most of the building and houses over here. Praise God. So when the Lord took me out, he took me in the body, completely in the body, and was very surprised about this until this revelation. Hallelujah. He can do this. Nothing is impossible for God. Hallelujah. And many other prophets have received the same, praise God, hallelujah, revelation. The Lord has taken them like he took Ezekiel. Ezekiel said, he took me there. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. So now, praise God, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So these when the Lord took me there, I was seeing a group of brothers that was in the beginning of the tribulation, had still Bible. They have Bible. Okay, and they were talking about the Bible, and they were talking about this evil town where all these evil things was happening. Okay? So when these demons, once they are revealed for whom they are, they're going to turn against human, and they're going to kill the police, they're going to kill everything that any authority, like Jude said, they come against the authority. Okay, and Paul says they come against the authority. So they're going to do that. And they, if they get their hands on human, they're going to kill him too. They're going to be killing human too. Hallelujah. I mean, let me tell you something about the movie, The Tribulation, like The Tribulation Force. The Lord told me that movie is a deceive of the enemy. That's the word he used. The enemy wants to deceive people through that movie. Hallelujah. The closer thing you can get to the tribulation, to the true tribulation that is coming, is like a zombie movie, okay, where humans are eating other humans. That's the closest you can get to the tribulation, okay, because it's going to be like that and even worse, okay? Praise God, hallelujah. So, praise God, hallelujah. So, that's something that you can use as a reference, hallelujah. But don't watch those movies, because also the spirit in those movies that can really harm your life, your spiritual life. So don't watch them, but I know you've seen them, many of you, hallelujah. So I just wanted to remind you how bad this tribulation is going to be. So this brother said to me, hallelujah, because I know after all the tsunami, all this stuff happened, there was no gas up there, no gasoline station working. So he has a car, and praise God, he said, come in the car with me. Let me go show you. Let's go over there together to that evil town. And I, hallelujah, got in the car with him. And as I was going in, it was from 3 o'clock, and here in the United States, in the north, when it's like around 4 o'clock, it's already dark. It's already dark because of the winter. Hallelujah. And it was around 4 o'clock, and it was already dark. And it was getting dark. But I noticed one thing that is in the Bible. The moon looked like blood, okay, and the sun was not giving us light. Okay, so it was not actually 4 o'clock. It was like around 2 o'clock, okay, in the afternoon, but it was dark already, okay? Imagine that. You're not going to have much sunlight. You're not in a tribulation. There's not much sunlight. That's one thing that's going to bother people who's going to stay in the tribulation, because they want sunlight. But now with all the destruction of the tsunami, you're not going to have power in the house neither, no electricity unless you have solar panel. And the solar panel won't work too great without sunlight neither. Okay, so brothers and sisters, the tribulation is a horrible, it's just like the Bible says, like it never had been on the earth before, the tribulation, hallelujah. So it's going to be real, real, real bad. So when I went on the car with the brother looking at the people, they were turning from the daytime looking like human into demons right away. They looked like human, demon, and they just started persecuting the people, and the people were like, wow, you know, and I was like, and I saw a crow, one of the crow, a bird. I thought it was just a regular bird. They're demons. Crows are demons that look like birds. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is horrible. This is horrible. I did not expect to see that. Hallelujah. The brother was driving like around over 90 miles per hour. And I said, why are you driving so fast? And he was saying to me, why are you asking me that? Don't you see what is going on? Okay? And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay? When we went through one of the towns called Salem, Mass., I don't know if many of you are familiar with that town. They call it the witch town. Okay? There was not almost a single human there. All of their walking was demon. Okay? Right now, I can go to Salem, and all I see is demon looking like human. But they have no humanity in them. I mean, there's no godly in them. They're ungodly, the Bible says. Okay? Praise God, hallelujah. And I was like, wow. My goodness. When the Lord takes you out to show you something, what is really true, okay, it, things that you don't expect, you just don't expect to, you know. You see them one way, but they're not true. Praise God, hallelujah. And I was seeing them. The Lord was showing me the reality. Praise God, hallelujah. The reality, I was there in my body completely. The Lord took me there last night to see this. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Into the tribulation. Hallelujah. And I was like, oh, my. And the Lord, hallelujah, let me know that he wanted to show me the reality of it. All right? Because one thing, hallelujah, for us to talk about it and find, and he reveals to us from the Bible, for one thing is when you see the reality, so I can tell his people that are listening to me now about this, hallelujah. I can tell them the real, the spiritual reality to this, okay? Because just as we read in Jude, they are already condemned. They have no chance for repenting or going to heaven. You and I do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we got to stay seeking the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to go into Peter now. Peter 2:2. But there were also four prophets among the people, just as there will be four teachers among you. They were secretly, okay? Remember what I said before last week, that the devil, and I show you through the Bible, he works in secret, okay? Jesus, when he spoke, he said he spoke in the light, in front of everybody. That's why he told the Pharisees and scribes, everything I said it among everybody. Look at the witness here. People were there. Jesus did nothing in hiding. But the devil saw the opposite to Jesus, because Jesus is the light and the devil is the darkness, the dark. Hallelujah. So they will secretly introduce destructive heresy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I don't know the meaning exactly of the word heresy. The only thing I know that the meaning of the word heresy is the worst you can teach. It's the worst things you can say. Maybe can someone please post that on the chat room, hallelujah, the word heresy, the real meaning of it, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, because it's the worst. It's really the worst. That's what it means, hallelujah. So they will secretly introduce destructive heresy, even denying the sovereign Lord who brought them, bringing sweet, hallelujah, who bought them, bringing sweet destruction on themselves. Many will follow the prey conduct. Okay, now this is so dangerous about these demons looking like human and teaching the word. Okay, this is why the Lord is warning his people, because many can listen to them. Okay, many can fall into their teaching. And there are many believing their teaching. Okay, a demon is teaching them and they're believing that demon. Can you believe that? And they want to argue with you with that word. They want to bring that to you and post it right on your face. Look. And they don't know they're listening to a demon. Hallelujah. That is so horrible. So horrible that many of you, okay, many people out there are listening to this demon teaching, okay, and they're betting their life on those words. Hallelujah. Bringing sweet destruction on themselves. Many will follow their depraved conduct, okay, and will bring the way of the truth into this dispute. The dispute, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Okay, you see, many, this is why the Lord warns about them, because, you know, people can listen to them and believe what they're teaching, and it's all false, nothing is true, all right? Verse 3, and they agree these teachers will exploit you with fabricated story. One thing the Lord warned me years ago. He warned me about this, okay? I used to like that when I was preaching, I would bring a story. And there's even storybooks up there that someone told me you can apply it to the Bible, okay? All right? If you know of a preacher, okay, when he is preaching, uses a lot of story, be very, very careful, okay? Very careful, because there is a demon up there. And the Lord told us, my brother Larry, and revealed it to me too. There is a demon up there, a very famous pastor who is a demon, who likes, one of the things he likes to do is, when he uses the word, is to bring story with his teaching, a lot of story. And this is how he gets, he has thousands, millions of followers right now, millions. And he is a real demon, as real as you get, okay? As real as you get. He know who he is. He know he's serving Satan, and that's it. But he uses the word of God to preach, and people follow him. Praise God. It's so sad what is really going on out there. Praise God. Yeah. Listen to what Peter continues saying. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them. Do you think they have any chance of being saved? Now you tell me. I'm reading the word to you. Now you tell me hope God will give you wisdom about this. Praise God, hallelujah. Do you really think they have any chance of being saved? And I'm saying it because someone wrote to me an email about this. Hallelujah. Because when someone heard about this, the Lord, hallelujah, opened the heart to see somebody in the church who is exactly like the Bible described him to be. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say he's a demon. The Bible described him to be one of them. Hallelujah. And this person was shocked and sent me an email. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm going to let the Lord to his people reveal them the truth about them. As you go in prayer, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, again, take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask the Lord if what I'm telling you is true or not. Okay? Take it with the Lord. Please, 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 because I did not know these things until the Lord came to me, okay, to reveal these things to me. I did not know them before. Okay? I did not know this. I did not know this. I'm telling you, honestly telling you, until the Lord came to me, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in one occasion when he was spoken to me about a demon who looks like human, the Lord Jesus Christ was standing, okay, in my out-of-my-body experience in front of me. And he told me this person was a demon. And I said to the Lord, no, Lord, how can that be a demon? And the Lord, yes, it is. But Lord, I see a human, Lord. And the Lord says, it's a demon. Okay? Very clear. God is a glad, hallelujah. When he speaks to you, he's clear. There's no confusion that comes out of God. It comes from the devil. This is why Jesus said to his disciple, let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Everything else come from the evil. Okay? Remember those words? Let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Everything else come from the evil. Okay? I'm either telling you the true yes, okay? Or I'm not telling you everything no. Okay? Basically, but I'm not going to leave you hanging around and maybe. No, that's come from the evil. I either tell you the truth or not. That's the way it's got to be in God. Praise God, hallelujah. And many of these demons, what they do in the churches is, they preach a message and they leave everybody confused, hanging. They don't know which way it's up. Okay? Then that's a term I like to use. They just don't know. When they hear this preacher teach, they don't know which way is up. Okay? They don't know if they're going to heaven or they're going to hell. They don't know when they hear a message from this preacher. They're totally confused. It's because they got a demon from the altar teaching to them. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And I'm not saying this is in all churches. No. Not saying this. Hallelujah. But sorry to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of the mega churches have these demon preaching in them. Hallelujah. It's sad to say this. It's very sad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say all of them. Hallelujah. But because we can judge. I cannot judge anybody. Hallelujah. Unless specifically the Lord tell me this one is a demon, then I will know. Hallelujah. But there are very famous one out there who is a true demon. Hallelujah. And because he looks like human, he got million deceived. Million confused. Hallelujah. I mean, I had one of his disciples bought a book, okay? And at this time, I was working in Home Depot. Praise God, hallelujah. And he had this book from this preacher. And basically, this man, his lifestyle, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, I was telling him how we got to see God and stay away from sin and all that. Praise God, hallelujah. And he basically threw the book in my face about this famous preacher that this is okay, that is okay, I like him. He basically entertained people with his message, okay? Praise God, hallelujah. And praise God, hallelujah. Well, in sin, it's fine, it's okay, it says and that. And you, they don't want to hear that. Praise God, hallelujah. Do they know they are a demon? Yes. Yes, they know. They know. They know they are a demon. This is another thing difficult for people to understand, because this is how they've been confusing people. Because people don't know they are a demon, but they know they are a demon. Okay? So it's an act to them. Okay? In another word, they're thankful to Satan, okay, for putting them in that position. Okay? Because the more these demons have here on earth, hallelujah, the more they got to confuse people. Because Satan demands that from them. And the Lord took me into the heavenly place where the demons were together, okay, demon from earth too, and they were saying our Lord Satan. The Lord even forgive me for saying that word, but that's what they were saying. They were calling Satan the Lord. Okay, so a lot of them don't say Jesus, and there are reasons why they can't say Jesus. They have reason not to use the name of Jesus much. What you hear them say is the Lord. Okay? You in the whole maybe preaching, you hear them say Jesus once or twice. Okay? But they really, Satan don't want them to use the name Jesus, because they have to pay a consequence for that. Okay? So they're very careful on not saying the name Jesus. They all say Lord, but they're not really referring to Jesus. They're referring to Satan, okay? Right from the pulpit, they all say Lord, Lord, Lord. They're not referring to Jesus. This is the Lord wanted me to hear that, so he took me there and allowed me to hear what they were saying. So they were saying Lord to Satan, not to Jesus, okay? So, but Jesus is Lord, our Lord, and King of Kings. Remember that, hallelujah. Yeah, so because there are many out there calling themselves Lord, and Satan is one of them. He calls himself Lord. He calls himself God. He wants to be like God because of his pride. He thinks he will be like God. And he thinks in the tribulation, he's going to reign like God. Okay? So they're waiting for the tribulation to start. Hallelujah. So this is why we got to be seeking the Lord now more than ever. Hallelujah. That the Lord will get us out of here. Hallelujah. Because these demons are ready to start their tribulation. They call it their tribulation. Hallelujah. And Jesus warned how bad this tribulation is going to be. So we got to take heed to the word of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Peter says in chapter 2, their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. In other words, God is holding their destruction right to the right time. Remember, God does everything at the right time. Praise God. It's in Proverbs. Hallelujah. God has a time when he does everything. Okay, for if God did not spare, okay, angels when they sin by sending to hell, putting them in chain and darkness, hallelujah, to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on it upon ungodly people by protecting Noah, a preacher of righteousness. Hallelujah. So the generation of Noah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you this revelation. They were mostly demon looking like human. Many of you will be very surprised about this. There were not much human among those demons. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24. This will come to light to you. Unless he cut those days, no flesh will be saved. Remember Jesus said that? He wasn't talking about the flesh of the demon, because they know they're demon. He's talking about the human that will be left. Okay? So Jesus, clearly, he's God. He knew about them. He preached about them clearly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay? So if he condemned the city of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes, it made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. Remember that word, ungodly. In another word, they have no part with God. God has no part with them. That's what the word ungodly means. Okay? No part with God. Nothing to do. Nothing to do with Jesus or the Holy Spirit. Nothing. Nothing. They're empty. Like they're like cloud without rain, like Jude said. Cloud without rain. Dark and cloud without rain. Okay? They're already condemned, okay? So don't hope for them nothing. Don't hope for them. Hope for yourself and your family. Hallelujah. Pray for yourself and your family. That demon, they are real, real demon who just wants to kill you. Hallelujah. Steal your salvation. Hallelujah. Destroy you. That's all they want. That's what Satan commanded them to do. Okay? They know they're demon. They look like human. They know they're demon. They pretend around you to be your friend or whatever, but they're not. They're not your friends. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, praise God. And if he, verse 7, rescued Lot, a righteous man, okay, who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, of them. Do you know what they were doing with Lot? They were trying to pervert Lot. Okay? They're demon. They know they're demon. They know that they're not going to heaven. So they were trying to, they knew Lot was a human. Okay? And they knew that Lot may have a chance to go to heaven. So they were trying to pervert him and his family. Okay? For them to stay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in righteous soul by the lawless deed he saw and heard. Okay, so look what they did. They tormented Lot. The living data of the law, of Lot and his family, was being tormented while they were among these demons. They are merciless. They don't care for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 9. If it is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial, to hold the unrighteous to punish. Okay, praise God. God is going to punish on the day of judgment. See what it is? There's a day for them to be judged, and it's all on the end when Jesus returns. It's not now. They still got 7 years of tribulation that they're going to be here killing human. They're killing human now because what they're doing is they're helping people to go to hell. Okay? They're misleading people from the true word of God. Okay? This is why people that you're listening to me, I know many of you got offended when my brother Larry came on the show and told people get out of the churches. And basically my brother Larry, the Lord told him to do this, and I'm going to explain this to you. It's because what the Lord had revealed to my brother Larry and I can shock many of you. Okay? Because these demons have taken high position where they can just really, really deceive people. Okay? And I know many of you got very offended when my brother Larry said this, but he said it with a great reason. If you know what my brother Larry and I know by name that the Lord has revealed to us, you will be shocked. I was shocked. It took me weeks and months really, really to really sink that into my spirit, what the Lord revealed to me and my brother Larry. We were shocked. We were really shocked because we asked the Lord, hallelujah, and we were like, wow, wow. And we went back to the Lord, please, Lord, what about this? And the Lord would say, they are demons, my son. We were like, oh, my goodness. I would call my brother Larry and say, Larry, oh, my goodness, brother, oh, my goodness. And my brother Larry would say, brother, I know that. The Lord revealed that to me. And he would share with me what the Lord had revealed to him. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is horrible. How are people going to have any chance to not to be deceived by this demon? Because the majority of people, they are trying to look for God, got a demon with a Bible in their hand, teaching them the word. And they are demons. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Thank God. Like, with Sister Amy, she told me she does Bible study on her home. Because she was not going to listen to these demons. People like her, hallelujah, many other people that I met, that the Lord is telling them, get out of that church because it's awful. I was going to a church here, which we thought it was a great church, okay? And what happened was the Lord was telling me to get out, and I was having a tough time getting out. I'm telling you. I learned with the Lord that when the Lord tells me something, I run. I don't walk anymore. I run now. I run. That's how my relationship with the Lord has become now. Because I have made so much mistake in my walking with the Lord before that when what the Lord did with me in that church that I was going to, hallelujah, he showed me practically that the pastor was a demon. Okay, that's what he showed me. Not practically, clearly, because there's no confusion in God. Clearly he was a demon. okay? And the people that were around him were demons too, okay? And before he showed this to me, I mean, while he was showing it to me, I was crying because I respected this man so much, okay? Okay, and he used this pastor, a Christian church, used the Lord really to let me really go through. I went through a hard time because not listening to the Lord. Because when I started going to that church, the Lord warned me, be careful. I told you to stay home and seek me. I told you. And praise God, hallelujah, I was having a tough time. Really, I'm listening to the Lord, paying attention to what the Lord was saying. I repented for that so much because the devil started tricking me through this pastor, through the people in the church. And I was getting, what they do is spiritually, they tie net around you, okay? And they send spirit of confusion to your life. When you receive their lies, what they do is they send spirit of confusion to your life, okay? Then you don't know which way is up. You just don't know. You're confused, and you're trying to know the truth. They don't let you know the truth. That's another thing. They're watching out, making sure that you're confused, that you're not really following Jesus, that you're not really listening to the Lord. So let's say if you share a dream with one of these demons. They say, whoa, that's great. You had a dream. So share your dream. And then you share your dream with them. Hallelujah. And then they go and twist it around. They twist it through. What you got from the dream, what the Lord was communicating to you, they go around, they twist the dream to you. So then you end up all confused. I'm like, why did God show me this if I wasn't going to understand it? Okay, when he showed you the dream, he gave you the understanding at the same time. Because when you saw the dream, you knew what you were seeing. You had no doubt. You just wanted to share it with this person. But it's not really a person now, it's a demon. So he takes that word, which is his ministry, to confuse you. Praise God, hallelujah. And he confused you. Now you are confused. Praise God. This is why this word that I'm giving you tonight is life or death. You either believe God and search it on the Bible, go on prayer, or then you're just going to get confused and sadly to say, hallelujah, worst thing can happen to you. I'm not going to say you're going to go to hell. No, I'm not a judge. I'm not here to judge. I'm here, hallelujah, the Lord put me here because he is saving people through this program, and he wants to bring people with him, hallelujah. That's all I know, nothing else, hallelujah. So I'm just being obedient to the Lord, hallelujah, and bringing his true route. Hallelujah. And I was so happy when they told me there was someone teaching about this online, which the Lord has given him a lot of these demons, a lot of revelation. And so like, wow, that's great. That's great that the other people, the Lord has revealed this stuff to them. You know, more people will come out of darkness and, you know, and finally hear the truth. I mean, the apostle was teaching this one another. Okay, you don't hear this in the church. How many church? Raise your hand if to the church you have gone, they're teaching about this. Tell me a yes. Give me a yes, people that are listening to me on the chat room. If you heard this teaching from your pastor, your leader in your church, give me a yes. One of you, give me a yes. Please, just one at least. Have you heard this from the pastor, your leader? Hallelujah. Okay, and it's in the Bible. How do you avoid this in the Bible? Hallelujah. And please, I'm not judging your pastor or your church. You might be going to one of those men of God who are truly seeking God, who are truly teaching the truth. Hallelujah. I'm not coming against them, but I got to teach the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. People are giving me no way. You see? See, I'm not judging them. You see? Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just so we can see, hallelujah, that. And it's in the word of God, and it's not being taught. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. I don't know. We can't judge. Hallelujah. So Peter continues saying, they are whole unto the unrighteous punishment and the day of judgment. This is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the flesh and despise authority. Okay. Bold and arrogant. Okay. These are the things. Bold and arrogant. They are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I seen ministers speaking things about angels that they should not be saying it. Okay? they should not be. What did the angel say in the book of Revelation to John? I'm a brethren like you. He's also in service. Don't worship me, he says to John. Okay? But he spoke with John with respect, and John spoke to the angel with respect, right? There was no disrespect. I mean, not even with Daniel when he spoke with Gabriel. None of that. None of the nonsense that are going in the pulpit, it's in the Bible. Okay? So you got to see that. There was no disrespect from the prophet or the disciple to the angel. No disrespect. All the contrary, all harmony, all, hallelujah, respect to them, hallelujah. Which that's the way it's got to be. These demons don't respect the angel. They know why they don't do it. They know exactly why. Praise hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Yet even angels, although they are stronger and powerful, do not heap abuse on such beings when bringing judgment on the front. Hallelujah. See, not even the angel do it. Why do they do it? Because they're serving Satan. But these people blaspheme a matter they do not understand. They are like unreasoning animal, creature, instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed. Are like animal, they too will perish. Okay? All right? They're like animals. They're going to perish, and that's the end of that. Okay? God said it, and he's going to do it. They have no chance of going to heaven. Okay? But they know what they're doing. They're trying to confuse the living daylight out of people over here. And this is why people are so confused, and they can lead people to hell too. They can, by teaching them false teaching. Okay? They're coming out with these secrets up there. Secrets of the devil, the Bible calls it. Hallelujah. Oh, I got these secrets. And they go share it with people, and they get them all confused. A lot of Christians are falling in these false teaching up there. Hallelujah. Verse 13, they will pay back with harm for the harm they have done. Okay, God will make sure they pay for what they've done. Their idea of pleasure is to caress and brought daylight. Okay? Look what they want. They want to, and they're doing it in broad daylight. They're doing it right now. They're really doing this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They are blood of blemish revealing in the pleasure while they feast with you. Hallelujah. You see, while they're your friends, hallelujah, hallelujah, they're looking to harm you. They're pretending to be your friend, but they're really looking to harm you. That means they don't care about you. So be careful. Hallelujah. They feast with you, he said. With eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. Okay. That is one thing that they do. They never stop sinning. Because they either cursing you on their mind or on their heart or whatever. Okay? Because they know who they are. They know they're demons. You don't know they are a demon. Okay? This is why they've been doing it for thousands of years. Hallelujah. Thousands of years. These demons looking like human are being here, deceiving people, confusing people, leading people straight to hell. Okay? And there's a day of judgment for them, but it's still not now. It's still not yet. It's very close, 7 years, and that's it, after the rapture. Okay? And the rapture is so soon to happen. You know, like Dr. Auer said, times have ran out. Times has ran out. There's no more time. The Lord's going to get his people out of here. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. The eyes are full of adultery. They never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. Okay? Listen to the people they go to specifically to seduce. Young women that are listening to me or sister that are listening to me. Okay? The reason you got that man who you think is all evil, but you say you have nobody else to come to you. Hallelujah. It's because Satan is sending him to you. It's because you're not stable in the Lord. And stable in your faith, believe in the Lord, seek in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord, your God. Seek him. Yeah. Stay firm in your belief in God and the word of God. Hallelujah. You don't need a man teaching you the word. Hallelujah. And many of you say, no, I need to go to the Bible because I can't. you really don't need a man, but you know, if you have to pray to the Lord to lead you to the church he wants you to be in, or the place of worship, or the people who are truly seeking him at home, okay, Lord will always lead you to the right person, always, if you ask, if you prayed about it. Ask the Lord. He is your shepherd. He will lead you, hallelujah, to green pasture. Hallelujah. They, says the, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They never stop in. They seduce the unstable. They are expert in greed and accursed broad, hallelujah. They have left the straight way and wander off to follow the way of Balaam, some verse, hallelujah, who loves the way of wickedness. But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing. Hallelujah. Balaam, hallelujah. You know who Balaam was in the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Who loves the way of wickedness, hallelujah. But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey. He was a prophet. Without speech, who spoke with a human voice, restrained the prophet manners. Hallelujah. These people are spring without water and mist driven by storm. Hallelujah. And what God God not too happy about Balaam was, okay, so the God will speak to Balaam, don't go and curse my people. They are blessed. Go back to the Old Testament and read it. It's a real nice story. Good story spiritually to us. Hallelujah. And Balaam keep on listening to Balak. Balak was a demon talking to Balaam. Hallelujah. And Balaam cannot discern that the demon was sending him against God. And Balaam was following his deceit. Hallelujah. He was following what the demon was telling him. This is so, because the demon was in a high position. I believe he was a king. Hallelujah. These people are spring without water, and the mist are driven by storm. Blankets of darkness reserved for them. See, we read that in Jude, now it's in Peter. For their mouths are saying,